reason, the good will never exist. In that which is not yet endowed with reason, the good cannot be existent at the time. And in that which possesses reason, but only incompletely, the good is capable of existing, but does not yet exist. This is what I mean, Lucilius. The good cannot be discovered in any random person or at any random age, and it is as far removed from infancy as last is from first, or as that which is complete from that which has just sprung into being. Therefore, it cannot exist in the delicate body when the little frame has only just begun to knit together. Of course not. No more than in the seed. Granting the truth of this, we understand that there is a certain kind of good of a tree or in a plant. But this is not true of its first growth, when the plant has just begun to spring forth out of the ground. There is a certain good of wheat. It is not yet existent, however, in the swelling stalk, nor when the soft ear is pushing itself out of the husk, but only when summer days and its appointed maturity have ripened the wheat. Just as nature, in general, does not produce her good until she is brought to perfection, even so, man's good does not exist in man until both reason and man are perfected. And what is this good? I shall tell you. It is a free mind, an upright mind, subjecting other things to itself and itself to nothing. So far is infancy from admitting this good that boyhood has no hope of it, and even young manhood cherishes the hope without justification. Even our old age is very fortunate if it has reached this good after long and concentrated study. If this, then, is the good is a matter of the understanding. But, comes the retort, you admitted that there is a certain good of trees and of grass. Then surely there can be a certain good of a child also. But the true good is not found in trees or in dumb animals. The good which exists in them is called good only by courtesy. Then what is it, you say? Simply that which is in accord with the nature of each. The real good cannot find a place in dumb animals, not by any means. Its nature is more blessed and is of a higher class. And where there is no place for reason, the good does not exist. There are four natures which we should mention here, of the tree, animal, man, and God. The last two, having reasoning power, are of the same nature, distinct only by virtue of the immortality of the one and the mortality of the other. Of one of these, then, to wit, God, it is nature that perfects the good. Of the other, to wit, man, pains and study do so. All other things are perfect only in their particular nature, and not truly perfect, since they lack reason. Indeed, to sum up, that alone is perfect, which is perfect according to nature as a whole, and nature as a whole is possessed of reason. Other things can be perfect according to their kind. That which cannot contain the happy life cannot contain that which produces the happy life, and the happy life is produced by goods alone. In dumb animals, there is not a trace of the happy life, nor of the means whereby the happy life is produced. In dumb animals, the good does not exist. The dumb animal comprehends the present world about him through his senses alone. He remembers the past only by meeting with something which reminds his senses. A horse, for example, remembers the right road only when he is placed at the starting point. In his stall, however, he has no memory of the road, no matter how often he may have stepped along it. The third state, the future, does not come within the ken of dumb beasts. How, then, can we regard as perfect the nature of those who have no experience of time in its perfection? For time is threefold, past, present, and future. Animals perceive only the time which is of greatest moment to them within the limits of their coming and going, the present. Rarely do they recollect the past, and that only when they are confronted with present reminders. Therefore, the good of a perfect nature cannot exist in an imperfect nature. For if the latter sort of nature should possess the good, so also would mere vegetation. I do not indeed deny that dumb animals have strong and swift